But right now, it's that time on a Monday. We wrap the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk with a peek back at the weekend that was, and what a weekend it was. See who put on a show. It's a little something Nick and I like to call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Thank you, Mike Tirico, for
that, by the way.
Man, it is so quiet. Like, that swish
is
so perfect.
NBN.
Oh, my goodness. Man. Thank you, Mike Tirico, for that great intro once again. Light 'em Up is brought to you by Hop Valley and their Bubble Stash IPA. Bubble Stash is Hop Valley's most innovative beer to date and the perfect beverage for the big game. It's a perfectly refreshing IPA experience that doesn't have the bite or lingering bitterness that you get from other IPAs. Why is that? It's because of cryo hops, which is the process of freezing hops at a sub-zero temperature and collecting the hop residue that's left over. This amplifies blueberry, tangerine, and mango flavors that go into Bubble Stash that also have a dank resin and fragrance from the cryo hops. Bubble Stash won a gold medal at 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards in Bend. It is homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood. Now available in 12-ounce cans and on tap throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. Beyond. Steve, who you got first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. That's why I said Steve. Who do you have first?
I'm just being a punk ass. Okay. I am going with, if timing is everything, the Oregon women's basketball team, who was and are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
So they're playing Utah Friday night. Good team, top 15 team, tight game. Utes actually had the audacity to take a quick lead with 55 seconds left in the third, and it was like that scene in Blazing Saddles when Sheriff Bart is going to battle Mongo. He has a gun, and the Waco kid says, "Don't shoot him, you'll only make him mad."
It's Henley.
Well, Oregon hit the gas. They outscored him 31-9 the rest of the way. They win by 22. Yesterday, they scored 30 of the first 32 to smoke Colorado. So over the course of two quarters and a minute, they outscored their opponent 61-11 this weekend. They eventually yesterday, get ready, they led by 65.
Oh, that's good.
Satu Sabali is someone we've discussed recently about who's gone next level. The tenacity on defense, the way she hits the boards. And like Joe Woltosti of the athletic department tweeted at me in game yesterday after I mentioned Colorado had no one who could hang with her. Not many do. This team is the real deal and they are lit.
It's lit!
I'm starting off with Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks has been lighting it up.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
Patrick Kane is just having one hell of a month. In his last 11 games, he has 9 goals, 17 assists, 26 points, scoring on 20% of his shots. In his last 4, he's been just as strong. 4 goals in his last 4 games, 7 assists, 11 points, including a 4-point game over this weekend. He's known for being the goal scorer for Chicago, with teammate Jonathan Taves providing most of the assists. But this season has been quite the opposite. Kane is running away with being the leading scorer for Chicago. 76 points, leading in both goals with 31, assists with 45. He is second in the league in points and would be a shoo-in for the Art Ross if the Blackhawks weren't the second worst team in the Western Conference. But he has been lit.
It's lit!
It's lit!
It's lit!
It might be too easy, but come on. The Patriot defense, historic lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, this is a really good Ram offense. Second in the NFL in points. Jared Goff's in his third season. He's made remarkable progress. Matured, poise, key moments. They made him look like the guy Sonny Dykes pulled at Autzen back as a freshman in 2013 in favor of Zach Klein.
It was rainy that day.
He wasn't even stepping into his throws in just about every game the past 2 years. He would have hit Brandon Cooks easy to tie the game. They threw him off. He didn't know what day it was. That was Belichick at his best, and his guys executed, stuffed the run, kept Goff in a box because he's very good at making plays outside the pocket. The Pat defense allowed just 2 rushing first downs. They limited LA to only 60 snaps. Heck, they threw the Rams so far off their game, Greg the Leg Zuerlein missed a field goal he makes in his sleep. It's painful. It's as great a clutch performance on defense in history. Doesn't matter which sport, no qualifiers, and they're lit.
It's lit!
Next up for me, Keaton Wallace of your University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
UTSA was taking on the thundering herd of Marshall, and Keaton Wallace stole the show. The sophomore from Dallas is averaging 21 points a game, scored a career game and game high 45 points, 4 of 9 from 3, 11 and 12 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 3 steals as well. The Roadrunners are second in Conference USA, 7-3 in conference play, 1 game back of Old Dominion for first in the conference, and with Keaton Wallace and Puerto Rican Jevon Jackson, UTSA is ready to make some noise in the tournament. And they're getting ready to light it up.
It's lit!
Utsa!
Woo!
And lastly, the 2019 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Oh my God, are they lit!
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
This is as good as it gets, folks. You have the contributor, Gil Brandt of the Cowboys, because the Cowboys of that era were the Patriots before New England. Yeah. They were in the picture every single year. He and Landry were there from day one, and from 65 to 86, they were contenders. Ed Reed, he's as good a playmaking safety as has ever strapped it on. He was one of those guys in college you were like, he could end up in Canton. Ty Law of the Patriots, great year just about every year he played, won 3 rings. How about clutch, 6 picks in 13 postseason games, led the NFL in INTs at age 31. Who's the greatest tight end ever? Is it Tony Gonzalez?
Yes.
Maybe.
No, yes.
Champ Bailey is one of the pioneers for the proper usage of the term lockdown corner. Half the field is his. Kevin Mawai is an elite center. Upon getting the Jet job in 97, Bill Parcells said, I want to do 2 things. First, he got Curtis Martin, and then he got Kevin Mawai, and that garbage franchise made the AFC Finals. This class is real, it's spectacular, and it's lit.
It's lit!
Last up for me, goalies Andre Vasilevsky and Thomas Greiss lit it up by shutting things down.
It's lit!
This is just incredible. For the first time in almost a year in the NHL, 2 goalies in the same game had a shutout, and one of them took the loss. In Friday night's Tampa Bay Lightning versus New York Islanders game, Vasilevsky and Greiss stopped 36 and 41 shots, respectively, in a battle of the top 2 teams in the Eastern Conference. Tampa, with 80 points, was visiting the second-place Islanders with 66, and the offenses were stonewalled for 60 minutes of regulation, 5 minutes of overtime. Vasilevsky and Greiss do get credited with shutouts, even though Greiss is going to have an L added to his record. Victor Hedman's shootout attempt was the only puck that found its way into the back of the net, and thankfully it did, or I don't think this game would have ever have ended. This was lit.
It's lit!
If it was ever ended.
It never would have ended.